Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome everyone to In the Welcome to Psychic Reading Sunday. Doing way too much. Okay, there we go. Okay, welcome everyone to Psychic Reading Sundays. This is your host, Linus, on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The chat room is open. Your moderator is Nina. So if you have any questions or opinions or comments or whatever, Nina will be there to assist you. The phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. As always, one question per caller so everybody can get on the air and get a chance. And every ninth caller will receive 1 hour free reading from me, a $60 value. So every ninth caller, you'll get a free reading. Okay, and as you know, as I begin, we always begin with a prayer. Dear love, enlighten what's dark in us, strengthen what's weak in us, mend what's broken in us, bind what's bruised in us, heal what's sick in us. And lastly, revive whatever peace and love that has died in us. Love, so be it. Thank you. I am that I am. That which is sent to us that is not for our highest good, be it returned to the sinner. Sender, love, so be it. Thank you. All right. Well, let's begin. Our first call up is area code 313. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Sherelle, can I be the third caller, please?
No, you're already in sync. You're in line, so I got to take you down.
Okay. I'm sorry. Okay, my question is, when do you see a job coming up for me? And thank you.
Okay. Spirit said 2 months. Angels told me when I asked that, they said 2 months. Ooh.
Ooh.
You're drawing unemployment right now?
Yes.
No.
I've been applying.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm seeing 2 months' time. It'll be a permanent job.
Do you know what kind it would be?
I'm sorry?
Do you know what kind it would be? Like nursing or hospital, customer service, front desk?
You know, you could start working this month in August. It's in the medical field. But you could start working this month, working at the front desk as a receptionist or check-in.
You know what?
Person.
I've been applying for those type of positions at the hospitals, but I don't know. I have not got a call back yet.
Okay, well, you know things don't work in our time, right? It works in
yeah,
their time. All we can do is apply and call back and see if they've made a decision, you know, about the job. Did you send those people thank you cards, all those jobs that you applied at?
No, I never did that before.
Oh, yeah, send them a thank you card. That works.
Okay.
That works. Yeah, that's very good. That lets them know you're interested and you thank them for the interview. But what I'm picking up right now is 2 months, but I see also it could be 2 weeks that you could be working this month. But I see you, you're at a reception. It's like the people come in and they check in with you, and it's emergency. Yeah, it looks like you might be working in emergency as a reception there, but you check the people in.
Ooh. Ooh, I love to do that. Anything in the hospital,
well,
I do.
Okay, well, that's what I'm picking up. So I'm going to tell you, Angels told me right off 2 months, but I also see 2 weeks you could be working, which is this month. So do apply for the reception and positions. And just take some thank you cards with you when you go, a little package of them, and write out a thank you and give it to the person before you leave, or either after you leave,
nice,
if you want to mail it back in. Yeah. But that's
that'd
what I
be
see.
Different.
Okay,
I think
that's
that
what I see coming up.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate
you're welcome.
You.
You're welcome.
Have a good
welcome.
Evening. God bless you, okay?
God bless you too, honey. Thank you for
okay.
calling.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Area code 818. You're on the line with Lennis. Who's this?
Hi, Lennis. This is Brittany. I'm calling because I met a young man who I'm quite smitten by, and I wanted to know what you see around this.
Okay, Brittany. And what's his first name? That's all I need.
It's Bobby.
Okay, good enough. Okay. He is interested in you. Sexually satisfied. He's on the move. What does he do? Look like he might be in a position where he travels because he's on the move. He's an active person, a little bit hyper in his character. Did he just recently get divorced? I see a woman and a child. Was he recently divorced?
No, he wasn't married, but he is separating from his...
Okay. Okay, because
yeah.
I was going to say it looked like a divorce. Okay, well, same premise, just different word, separation. Okay. Yeah, he's just feeling you out. He's just feeling you out right now. So he's coming out of one relationship, and I'm going to be honest with you, he's not ready to jump into another one back to back. Maybe that's why I see that he's moving. But he is interested in you, I will tell you that. Where the relationship will go, I don't know, because he hasn't finished from the other one. So he's still bound to that one.
So he lives in another state.
Okay, that's fine, but still, you know, he needs to complete and finish the relationship that he was in. Because you don't want drama to begin if you and him start seeing each other. You know what I mean? So that's what I mean. He needs to clear that up so that if you two would be together, there's no problems. As far as that, there's no problem. Communication.
Satisfied. Huh? It's sexually satisfied. What does that mean?
He's sexually satisfied. If you have sex, he's sexually satisfied. You satisfy him sexually if you two ever have sex.
Okay.
He's easily to be satisfied sexually. Is that better?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, he's easily to be satisfied sexually. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but for right now, I would just take it a day at a time, Brittany. I would.
Okay.
Because he needs to get rid of what I see. If you and him get in a relationship right now and you start going back and forth, seeing each other and so forth, there's going to be drama. That's what I'm telling you. He needs to complete and finish that other relationship. So you two are together. This woman's not trying to attack you. Or, you know, to get back at him because it's done, it's finished, finique.
Wow, she's that ruthless?
He is not ruthless. He needs to finish that relationship before he moves on. Otherwise, it's going to be drama.
Okay.
Just because he's in another place doesn't mean that they don't talk, that they don't, you know, communicate.
So he
right?
still attached on to her then. basically what you're saying.
He's still what?
Attached to her.
Well, attached is a strong word. I wouldn't say attached. I would just say that he needs to complete. You know, if you're done, be done. Don't turn around and look back. He hasn't got to that point. He needs to tell her, we're through, there's no more relationship, blah, blah, blah. I'm moving on to with my life, and, you know, like that. It's not that clear to her, so therefore there's drama. That's why I'm telling you, he needs to clear that up.
Okay.
Finish that. And then when he comes to you, there's nothing. In other words, when he comes to you, he's coming with a clean slate.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just you and him. But like I said, he is interested in you. So.
Wow. Lennis, you are awesome. Thank you. This is great insight.
You're welcome. You just be careful, okay?
Oh, I will. I will.
All right. All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful week.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, area code 509. You're on the line with Lennis. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Erica, and I was just wondering what you see, like, employment-wise.
Okay. You like to teach?
No.
I just saw you with a bunch of children as a teacher. Small kids, like a daycare teacher.
Aww.
Daycare or...
You know,
go ahead.
I had an interview Friday for Gold's Gym, a gym, and I really, really want to work there. And so after that, I went to the store and bought some really nice flowers. Is it? I forgot what they're called, but some flowers, and it's a plant, and a thank you letter, and I sent that on Saturday, which is the day after that. So I'm hoping for that job, but on Saturday I got a call from the Boys and Girls Club for an interview tomorrow, and I kind of want to reject it because I don't want to be, like, with kids. Like, I want to work at the gym, so...
Okay,
yeah.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not picking up anything from the gym. That's why when I first started, I said, do you like teaching or dealing or, you know, working with children? So you've got to interview.
Mm-hmm.
You will get that job. The gym is shaky, whether you get it. But the teaching aspect, working with children, yes, you will get that one. I understand you want a job at the gym, but can't you teach kids P.E.? Or outside activities, after-school activities?
They had two openings, one for the front desk, which is what I wanted, and they also have, like, a child care center. But then I also have the Monday interview at the Boys and Girls, which is, I don't know. I just wanted to work with adults, not kids, in, like, an office setting.
Okay.
Mhm. So, you said that the gym one was still kind of shaky. Like, did I not impress them, or because I felt like the guy was, and there was two, a girl and a guy. But, I mean, I really want that job.
Okay. Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't see you getting a gym job. I see you getting the other job. So I'll just tell you to keep focusing on the gym job, and maybe it'll come through.
Because
what I see is you with children teaching. You validated that when you said about the daycare, which is what I began telling you in the beginning initially. Then you said also then there's a front desk or something, but, you know, you don't want to work around kids. I understand that, and if it really bothers you that bad, this is what the angels are showing me. If it's bothering you that bad to work around children or be in that type of setting, then you need to truly focus on gym. And if it's not this gym, on working at a gym. I don't know if this gym is going to hire you or not. I see them wavering. And I'll tell you why. I see attitude. I don't know why. Mm-hmm. I see this man holding your paperwork and his attitude, so I don't know what that's about. That's why I said he's wavering. It's not like, yep, we're going to hire her. We want her. So, you know, you might call him again and ask, was there anything else that you could have done or to do better? But you may or may not get hired. The other job, you would get hired.
Mm-hmm. And do you see me? Because I'm just thinking about not even going to the interview tomorrow with the kids. But if I were to and obviously get the job, do you see me, like, enjoying it? Or should I just stay away from it? Because
what you're running from is going to persist. You are to work with children. That is your calling. But I'm not arguing with you. But your calling is to work with children. What you don't want to do is what you will be very good at. You will be very good. And instructing in after-school sports, all that, since you like gym, you'd be very good at that. But that is your calling, to teach children. I know.
Yeah,
that's the last thing you want to do.
Yeah, I'm going to become a senator and get into politics. So I'm definitely, you know, that's what I want to do, become an attorney.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm. All right. All right. Thank you.
Well, I wish you the very best. And if it's not that gym, I hope it's the next gym that you apply for. But I wish you the very best. But you do have a calling. You'd be
no.
a great teacher. You just don't see it, but you would. Okay. Well, thank you for calling, Erica. And you have a wonderful week there, young lady.
You too. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Area code 256, you're on the line with Lennis. Who's this?
My name is Wanda.
Hi, Wanda. Hello. How are you?
I'm good. I almost fell asleep. I have a question. I am asked to travel. I'm not sure to what state to work pretty soon. And I was going to see if you could tell me how that's going to go, if I'll be productive for my work and to be safe and, you know, everything.
Mm. Okay, so you're driving. You're driving?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, because I didn't see a plane. I saw you in a car.
Right. I told him I didn't want to fly anywhere. I didn't want to go that far away from home. To have to fly and then rent a car and be that. I don't want to go no further than, you know, a few more states for my state to work. So
the only thing I want to tell you is if you don't have to drive at night, don't. And I'll tell you why, because I see you driving at night and there's someone flagging you over on the highway, and it's not a good thing. So if you don't have to drive at night, now when I say driving at night, I mean like it's dark. It's 9 or 10 o'clock at night and it's dark. I'm not talking about early evening. You know, if you're on the road and it's 6 to 7 o'clock, no. But dark at night, no. Don't, if you can at night, and if you have to, you have no choice, Wanda.
Yeah.
Do not stop. I don't care what you see. Do not stop.
Right.
Okay?
Right. Yes.
Okay. Now, as far as your job, oh, yeah, you do good. You're a very charismatic individual. You'll do good. And people enjoy seeing you and doing business with you. So, yeah, you're on the right path. That's the only thing that I see as a negative is you working at night. I mean, driving at night. That's the only thing that I saw as a negative. Otherwise, everything looks positive around you, Wanda. You're on a good path.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So that's it. Just be careful at night, honey, when you're driving.
So this would lead to another opportunity because when I get to travel out of state, you know, I get extra pay. So it's going to be, they will let me travel again, correct?
Mm-hmm.
If I'm productive.
Oh, yes. Yes, you'll be traveling. You're going to do good.
Okay.
You're going to do
Thanks
good.
So.
Mm-hmm. It's a good adventure, and it's paying you. You're being
right.
adventurous, but it's also paying you, so that's good. You're going to meet a man and a woman in your travels, and the man possibility might try and flirt with you. So, yeah, nice folks. two different times.
Let me tell you this. When I travel, I do go to people's houses. My job requires me to go to randomly selected houses to do survey for the government.
Okay.
So I am going out of town, and I'm staying in a hotel, but then I'm going out into the community that's been sampled and knocking on their doors, and I am, you know, trying, I am selling them to do the study, but I am also paying them to do the study. I pay them $85 to do the study. So I do meet a lot of strangers, and sometimes I will meet somebody that will flirt with me. So that's kind of, you know.
To make sure I was ready. Alrighty, Wanda.
Okay, thank you.
You are good at this job. Thank you. I know the people enjoy you. You've got a beautiful personality. All righty. Okay. Have a wonderful week.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, area code 858. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi. Hello, Linus. How are you?
Fine, and you?
Good. Thank you. I have a question about my love life. Relationships, and especially I'm interested in someone. I know this person, and we spent the whole weekend, last weekend together. He has blue eyes.
Oh, okay. What's your name? Your first name?
My first name is Roxana.
Okay. Roxana, and his first name?
I can only give initial. It starts with B.
Okay. All right, let's see what's going on with you and B. Oh, my God, he just gets so tickled when he's around you. He's like a little child, just laughing and smiling and giggling. He really enjoys your company. It just gives him balance, gives him joy. Huh.
Yeah, but will there be development? I want more than this.
It's almost like he has to sneak to see you. Why is he sneaking around to see you? Is he involved with somebody already?
Could be. Yeah, could be that.
Yeah.
That's what I'm not quite sure.
Yeah, because he sneaks around to see you, but it's like when he sees you, he's so happy. I'm telling you, he's just overjoyed like a little child. It's like, boy, you're his bowl of ice cream, and he's
yeah, I know.
Up.
He tells me that he loves me, and I just want to see if there will be future for us.
You know what? There can be. It's going to be a struggle. But it can be. You two can be together. Yes, you can. As a couple. It can even go as far as you two getting married. But right now, as you are together, it's going to be a little bit of a struggle. It's not going to be an easy road. But at the end of the road, it's beautiful. You two will shine. I see you two at the top of a wedding cake right now. I see you both, and there's a hoop around you. Yep,
well,
big, huge, white,
you know,
wedding cake, and I see the both of you.
Huh?
So I'm going to say this. 6 months to a year, you'll probably be married to this guy. 6 months to a year.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Can happen. But
yep.
At this time, I don't see him like this week, and he even didn't call, so I didn't know.
No, because he's dealing with something on his end. But he's determined to be with you. So if you're ready, he's determined to be with you.
I am ready.
If you're ready,
yeah.
Like I say, it's going to be a struggle. It's not going to be no easy thing. There's going to be things on both sides that you two have to deal with. But like I said, the end results, you two will be together. He doesn't want his
sneaking around to cost
him.
Within the next 6 months, things may change, and he will be closer to me and more consistent.
Yes, in 6 months to a year. Yeah, he will. Because he'll have cleaned up all that garbage behind him. Yes. Yes. And he's looking forward to it. He wants to be with you. He wants to marry you.
He does, but I asked him, and he told me there is so many things in my life that I'm not sure about the future. So.
Well, like I said, it's a little bit of a struggle. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if you want to work with him through that, go through it, not work with him, go through it with him, then you two will be together. But it's not sweetness and nice and flowers. That's what I want you to understand. So, you know, some days are going to be good days. Okay.
When is the next time when I see him? Because this weekend he even didn't call, and I thought maybe I disappointed him with something.
2 weeks.
Hmm.
You'll see him in 2 weeks.
But
like
you don't
I said,
feel
he's
that.
Dealing with stuff. Huh?
I disappointed with him with something. We had a conversation. You don't feel that I disappointed him?
No, it's not you. I told you, this man has another life that he's dealing with. It's not you. He's sneaking around to see you as it is. So he needs to deal with his other life, which he will. Now, there's no doubt about that. He is. Because when he walks away, he's done. He is done. He wants to be with you. It's like in his life right now, why couldn't he have met you earlier? You're the woman that would satisfy him, give him balance and all this, and he wants you. He wants you like right now, like yesterday, but he knows it's not going to happen like that. So as you two communicate, like I said, it's going to be a rough road starting. Communicate. He's going to tell you some things. So, you know, you communicate with him what you'll accept and what you won't.
I told him. I told what I want. I didn't hear any answer.
Well, like I said, you two, communication. Communication. That's it. But 6 months to a year, you will be married to him. But trust me, he's working on getting rid of something pretty quick here. So.
Oh, really? Related to the other, to his situation?
Yes. Yep.
Hmm. Okay. Appreciate this, Lennis.
So just
nice reading,
Rexana. Just keep doing what you're doing. You're doing fine. Just keep being who you are. He'll come around. He'll be back around in 2 weeks. In other words, he's keeping you out of what he has to deal with. So it has nothing to do with you that he doesn't want to be with you. Because trust me, he does want to be with you. But he's dealing with some stuff that he doesn't want you involved with. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So when he communicates with you and want to talk, then That's your opening point to ask questions or what's going on. Is there anything I can help you with? You want to talk about it? I'm a good listener. You know, that's your open door. Then go ahead and talk to him.
He's very private, I can tell you. He doesn't like talk about things like his private life, his problems. He's not like that.
Well, he'll have to open up somewhat if you're going to have a relationship, won't he? He's going to have to open up. Got to have communication. It can be private, but he can still open up and talk to you.
Yeah,
so he will.
Okay, appreciate this. Yeah, it was very nice. Thank you. Blessings to you, Lenny.
Call me back in 6 months. Tell me you're married.
I will.
And if it's not in 6 months, 1 year from now, from August, I want to hear from you like, I got married, so I can tell you, I knew you were.
Well, Lennis, I was looking on their website, and so there is like, there's so many different people on their website. I don't know how to get to you.
Oh,
it's like
me,
several people, pictures.
Oh, those are the people that have the radio shows. Those are the radio personalities. Just go up to the very top line. It says intuitive reading, and just click on that, and you'll get me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. Have a nice day. Thank you.
Okay, you too. Thanks for calling, Rexana. Have a wonderful
sure,
week.
Thank you.
You too.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye. Area code 978, you're on the line with Lennis. Who's this?
Hi, Lennis. It's Kathleen. How you doing?
Fine. How you doing, Kathleen?
Good. I tried to get in the chat room, but I'm having a problem getting in chat rooms. I don't know why.
Really?
But anyway, yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Oh,
but
sorry.
It says to log in or register, and I've already been registered. I don't know what I did wrong. But anyway, I have a question about a Joe, not
okay.
a Larry, a Joe. And
okay.
We started reconnecting again, and do you ever see us together? Living together? or married. I want the other girls reading.
Joe. Yeah, you know what? You two could be together, but you know Joe's a little strange. But you two could be together.
Mm.
I mean, he laughs. He's a good man. I'll put it like this. Joe is a good man. He's not a bad person at all. He's a good man. He's got a few quirks and, you know, a little strangeness about him. But you and him could be together. I'm trying to see living together. I don't know about marriage, but living together as partners, yeah. I see a big possibility, but I see you moving down with him at his place, not at yours. I know. I'm sorry, but that's what I see you moving in with him.
When do you see this happening?
This could happen in the fall, shortly. You might
but
want
I'm
to
in,
move in 90 days.
In 90 days?
Let me tell you, in 90 days he might want you to move. He's lonely. He wants some companionship.
I know, but his niece is living with him right now, so he gets half the rent.
Okay. Well, see,
really?
And if you moved in, you would be doing the other half.
Yeah, I know.
I'm telling
and I live...
you, he would kick her out if you wanted to move in. But, yeah, it still would be helping him.
Right, but then what happens? I lose housing. And if he gets mad at me, he could kick me out.
Well, then it would behoove him to move in with you. But you know what?
Know.
For right now, the way your relationship is working. The way it is right now, it's working. Like I said, he's got a few little quirks, little strangeness that I don't think you would put up with on a daily basis. You know what I mean? Like, if you want to come over for the night, whatever, okay, that's fine. I'll come over to your place for the night. But 724, I don't think that you'd want to. You could live together, like I said, if you were willing to put up with some things. But the relationship you have right now with you and your place and him and his, it works marvelously. It gives you a peace of mind. You just miss the companionship, and that's okay. I understand that. Anybody, you know, the companionship to be there. But it actually works for a peace of mind, like I said, for you.
Do you see his niece giving him a notice that she's moving out in 90 days or something?
She's got a boyfriend.
Yeah.
And I think
she brings
her and
them
boyfriend
over
are gonna, yeah, I think they're gonna move in together. So that's why it'll be an opening. That's why I said 90 days. Her and her fella gonna move in together and share a apartment.
Yeah.
So.
Oh God, that's gonna be so tough because here it's so much cheaper in housing. And he said to me, "Your place is nicer than mine."
Well. Kathleen, you might, you know, like I said, if you get to that point. But think about it, about having him move in. Because like I say, the way it is right now works good.
Yeah, but I'd rather boot him out than him boot me out.
Well, yeah, I don't want you to lose your housing, so you should stay where you're at, and he could come move with you if you so desire, but...
I do, but he said it's too far away, and he has his job, and he has his dog, which he can't bring a dog here, and I guess the dog has a tumor or something. He's got to take it to the vet, but unless the dog had passed away ever or something like that, could he ever move here?
He kind of likes where he's at, to be honest with you. He's complacent where he's at.
Yeah.
So he doesn't really want to move, to be honest with you. He really doesn't want to move, Kathleen. He's complacent. He's settled where he's at. That's why I said 90 days he would tell you, hey, you come live with me.
But would he say he's in love with me? I mean, I wouldn't go there unless he was crazy about me.
Okay, for that answer, no.
Oh,
he enjoys you, he loves you in his own way, he likes you in his own way, but marriage, I don't see that with him. Living together, possibility, but marriage, nah.
Do you see another Joe Schmo coming my way?
No, Kathleen, I don't.
You don't? Oh, gosh. I'm going to be alone the rest of my life.
No, you're not. No, you're not. You're a charismatic, beautiful woman, and they love you. So, yes, ma'am. Well, Kathleen, have a wonderful week.
Okay.
And enjoy the relationship the way it is. Really, it's working well for you. Him there, him over there, and you there.
Yeah. All right, Lennis. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate the reading.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a wonderful week.
You too, honey. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Area code 702, you're on the line with Lennis. Who's this?
Hello, Len. How you doing?
Fine.
Hi, my name is Craig.
Hi, Craig. How are you today?
I'm doing good. Glad to thank you for taking my call.
No problem. And what can I help you with, sir?
Well, my question today is actually kind of funny one. My best friend got married yesterday, and I was the best man, and we've been real good friends for the last 10 years, and he's like another brother. But I'm not sure if his wife likes me, and I'm a little bit worried about that because I'm a little concerned our friendship were threatened. I just want to see, how do you see that going?
I haven't even asked you her name yet, and I got dominant when you said his wife. Very dominant. What's her first, just her first name? That's all.
Shannon.
Okay. Ooh, wow. God, that was like a 4th of July explosion coming at me. Ooh. Did the brother knew what he was doing when he married this?
The funny thing about it was that I dated her. Well, I didn't date her. I talked to her for 2 weeks back in 08. And I saw the signs for myself. And I jumped ship quick, and it seemed like she's never forgiven me for that.
Man, she's got some issues that should have been ironed out before they got married.
The funny thing about it, everybody that spoke about her yesterday said that made a comment about her being bossy and dominant. And I'm like, wow.
And I just hit it. Validation. Thank you, brother. Validation.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Yeah. No, she doesn't particularly like you. You are right. She doesn't, but, I mean, it's either my way or the highway. I hope you and your buddy always stay close.
Me too.
You know what I mean? I see her as, whoa. I'm telling you, when I mentioned her name, it was like somebody just set off a bomb and it hit me in my face.
Wow.
Like, oh, no. Oh, okay. Craig, I'll put it to you like this. She will be nice to you in front of her husband. She will respect you. But once you walk out the door, there's a different tone and attitude that she shows toward her husband after you leave.
Wow.
Yeah, it's almost like, I'm going to be honest with you, it's almost like she would split you two up. She's the dominant one. And that's why I said when I said, it's either my way or the highway, if I don't want this guy in the house, he ain't going to be coming over here visiting you.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? Okay.
I understand because when I made my toast yesterday, and it's the reason why I'm calling, because when I made my toast, it's like, I'm looking forward to spending time with you guys the holidays. She gave me the craziest look. And everybody, like, a lot of people kind of caught it like, why would she look like, what was up with that? And I was just like, wow, we're about to have a shift in my friendship with my best friend because deal with that type of energy, you know, the dominant energy. Because if I see that operating with me, I'm going to bring it up to him and be like, bro, what's up with that? Because we didn't come from that. And it's like he's walking into another situation where he got out of, which is a dominant female.
And he's got another one, and she's worse. This one
is
worse.
I picked it up. This is the reason why I called.
Yeah, well, I'm telling you. You know I'm not lying to you. I'm telling you the truth. I'm validating what you already know. But and I'm going to tell you right now, this wedding, it'll be done in 3 years. 3 years' time, it's done, over with, Monique. It was never, it shouldn't have happened to begin with. I'll tell you why. Number one, she's got some issues, and they didn't communicate about them issues prior to them getting married. So now it's going to be within the marriage, which is going to cause, because it's going to cause communication problems. He's saying one thing, trying to be understanding. She's being sharp-toned and like, this is the way it is. You should have known that before you married me. You know what I mean? And it's like,
yeah,
it puts a brother at the point, like, I need to talk to somebody, man. I think I just made a big mistake. Yeah, you did. You did.
Wow.
Yeah, if
wow.
you had called me before the wedding, I'd have told you, stop him. Stop him. I would have told you, grab him and get out the church. Run as fast as you can. Because this woman is nothing but trouble. She is.
Wow.
She is. And because I picked up on that, like a bomb coming to me, that's toxic. That's poison.
Ooh.
To me, that's just like, ugh, I want to throw up. You know, that's
wow.
what I'm saying. That wedding shouldn't have happened. I don't say
it's
that very often. But shouldn't have happened.
This is a complete validation because I felt like that negative energy while I was standing up there with the pulpit with them yesterday. Like, I was looking, I was trying not to look at her because I was just sort of disturbed by her spirit. So when she looked at me up there, she just gave me the weirdest, ugliest look. And then she was the one telling people, was like, why was she looking like that on the pulpit? And I'm just like, I was looking like that because your spirit disgusts me.
Yeah,
that's what it was. This is whole energetically, she just didn't get that. I already tapped into her energy, and I was just disgusted what I saw.
Yeah, she is. That marriage shouldn't have took place. Yeah, it
wow.
shouldn't have took place. Well, they'll be divorced in 3 years.
And it's the funny
they'll
part
be
is, she's the breadwinner.
And your relationship with your bro, don't worry about it. It'll get a little testy between you. Y'all might even not hang out as much for a little bit, but don't worry. It'll all come back in 3 years, trust me. You know, if you feel like he's slighting you sometime, like, wow, he didn't do that before. Why is he, you know, why he treat me like this now? It's not him. She's the dominant one, and when she says go, go. You know, because she's like, well, you should have known that before you married me. You know, very caustic and arrogant.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
She's, you know what? This woman thinks she's a prima donna. She's like, I'm the queen, and everybody needs to bow down when you're in my presence.
Wow. You're so right.
I know I am. I can feel her.
And
I
it's so funny because I met her back in 2007, I never picked up on that energy until after I broke it off with her. And when I broke it off with her, it's just like, she was just like, dare you do that to me. And it was just like, wow, you hit yourself pretty real with me. I dodged the bullet.
But wait, Craig, and then she went to your best friend? Do you see the drama there?
Yeah.
From you
to
the best friend, that's drama. A woman that has respect and honor is not going to go from one friend to another. Believe that.
Right.
A woman of respect will not do that. Number one, that's your friend. What does that look like? That looks pretty low on the woman's part. You jumping from friend to friend to friend? Uh-uh. You don't do that. You find somebody totally different. Like, that's his crowd. I do 180 degrees and find somebody else different.
Why?
So that was drama right there. When she was talking to your boy, you should have said, mm-mm.
Wow.
I'm trying, as old folks say, I'm trying to warn you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for this validation. At least I know ahead of time what's coming.
Yes. Yes, yes. And if I were you, I'd just be real cool around her, Craig.
I will.
Cool. You know, don't do anything to get her started or bounce off the wall or talk out the side of her mouth. Just cool it when you're over there visiting. Now, when you and your boy are out in the street or whatever, y'all enjoying, you know, of course. You know,
yeah.
Be you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Craig, and have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Thank you for calling.
You too, dear.
All right. 816, you're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Jessica.
Hi, Jessica? Okay, how you doing, Jessica?
I've been better.
Uh-oh, I just got that sadness hit my heart.
Yeah,
who did you just broke up with your boyfriend?
Yes, and he's the father of my child. and it's been very messy, and I just wanted to know if he's ever going to apologize to me for everything he's put me through and if we were going to reconcile.
No, he's a jerk. He is a jerk, Jessica. Girl, thank God you're away from him. You know, one thing you could tell him, it's up to him whether or not your child calls him dad. Okay? You might tell him that, but no, he's a jerk. You're not going to reconcile, and no, he's not coming back. And I'll tell you why he's a jerk. Until he can learn to forgive himself, then he's going to be that way because he's got to start with himself, forgive himself, and then he can forgive other people. You know, but he needs to forgive himself for the things he's done. In other words, he needs to be the man in the mirror. Look at yourself. Really look at yourself spiritually, mentally, and physically. Are you the man you're supposed to be? Nope. Because if you were, you'd be at home with your wife and your kid. So.
Well, we're not married. So he doesn't feel any kind of, like, remorse from this at all.
No. I told you, he's a jerk.
Okay.
He doesn't. All he cares about right now, to be honest with you, Jessica, is himself. Me, myself, and I. He's not even caring about the kid. All he's caring about right now is himself. I'm sorry to say that, but I know that you know it's true what I'm telling you because he hasn't communicated with you or spent any time with the child. He knows he has a child. You shouldn't have to tell him that.
Well, there's a restraining order against him right now. And we're going to court in 2 weeks.
Okay, Jessica, why would you ask me, were you two going to get back together if you got a restraining order on him?
I just wanted to, like, I wanted just some kind of validation that he felt he had a soul, I guess.
That he had a fool. Are you telling me you're calling yourself a fool? If you don't stop it,
No, I'm not calling myself a fool. I think I did foolish things, yes. But like that he had a soul and that he was, like, sorry for his actions. But
Oh, yeah, I hear it. Yeah, well, honey, you may never hear that.
Yeah.
You may never hear. But people change, you know. I give people element of the doubt. People can change. But for you right now, your peace is just you and your child.
Right.
I wouldn't even search out trying to be with another man right now. I want you to love you. Love you.
Yeah.
I know you love your child. I can feel that. But love you because you deserve the best. And no, he was not. And look at it this way. Thank him. Thank you. Now I know what I don't need in my life. What I don't want in my life, what I don't want to experience ever again in my life.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Thank you. Now you know. So when the next man come along, if he has any characteristics or anything like what you just went through, you can, like, talk to the hand. I ain't even trying to understand.
Right. Am I going to lose the house, or is he going to gain the house?
Wow. Yeah, it's a possibility he could get the house. But you need to let the judge know that you have a child and you're able to make that mortgage note.
Okay.
Why I'm saying this is because don't depend on him to make payments. If you're in the house and he's supposed to pay you alimony or child support, no. You'll get little twinkets of money, maybe $100 here or $50 there, but not what you need for a mortgage note. So, he wants a house, but that's just out of being mean-spirited. That's all that is. Because you have a child. You should stay there at the house. So if I were you, I'd fight for it and tell the judge that you can make a mortgage note. Fight for it.
And did he do this, like, over, like, another woman or anything? Or?
No, he'd do it just to be a jerk, just because he know he could.
Okay.
Yeah, just because you know he could. You know what, Kathleen? I want you to go to my website. It's theessenceofsuccess.com.
It's Jessica.
Jessica. sorry for that. Theessenceofsuccess.com. when you get to prayers, at the bottom there's a prayer that says cleansing prayer, and it's very mm-hmm. powerful. Say that prayer for 7 days.
Okay.
One time a day. That's all. When you get up in the morning, say it for 7 days.
Okay.
And then call me back and tell me about how your ex is treating you, or if he's even treating you at all or coming near you, how your process is going along.
Okay.
Okay.
But definitely no apology coming.
There's an apology coming?
I said definitely no apology coming.
No, he's not going to apologize. And if he did, he wouldn't mean it. He would just say
right.
it because that's something you wanted to hear. He wouldn't mean it from his heart and his mind.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
All right,
thank
Jessica.
You.
Have a wonderful weekend. Love
you
yourself.
Too.
All right, love. Okay. Area code 315, you're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hey, Linus. This is Annette from New York.
Hi, Annette. How are you doing?
Good, honey. I called you last week about Ellen in London.
Hi, Linus.
Oh.
Yes.
Linus.
Well,
yes.
She is your ninth caller.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, get out of here.
Cool.
Oh. Congratulations. Congratulations. All right.
Thank
ninth caller.
You.
Woohoo for Annette. Now, Annette, when we get through, I want you to stay on the line, and Miss Nina will get all your information
okay,
so
honey.
I can do
Thank
your
you
reading.
So
okay, but wait, you don't have to hang up. Go back now. What was the question you wanted to ask me?
You got me so excited I forgot.
You're the one that's
well,
going to England to be with that guy, aren't you?
Well, that's what I was going to ask you.
Yeah,
because
why not?
Like,
woman, what are you waiting for? Get
well,
on that plane and get over there. That guy loves you.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't met him yet, and I just don't understand why, you know, why me? You know what I'm saying?
Why not you?
I don't know. Well,
why not you? Don't you think that you deserve happiness and love?
Yes, that's what my friends tell
All
me.
All right, then. Don't say that again. Don't ever say that again. I deserve
okay.
is the word that you should say. I deserve.
I
and
deserve.
You do. That's right.
Yeah.
And you do. Well, you know what? Tell him to send you a ticket for a quick trip over and come back and pack up your stuff to move.
Okay. Well, I want to meet him first. I want to meet him first, and he's going to Indonesia first on a business trip and then from Indonesia to here. So you see that
he's
it'll
coming
be
here?
A, yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, sookie, Annette. Stop it, girl. Stop it.
So,
I'm happy for you.
Okay,
I'm
so do you see
you.
Us
I
on top of
sunshine and
cake?
Rainbows. Huh?
Do you? You see us on top of a wedding cake?
Oh, honey, you're past all that. You two are just old married couple, please. You just
okay,
need
honey.
To say the words to each other. You're old married couple. I ain't worried about
nope.
you two.
Okay.
Yep.
Well,
yes.
I will hold the phone lines so you know, get that reading. And, you know, I really appreciate this, Lana.
Yes. Stay on the line, and Annette, and we can get even more involved. But, you know, I already know. You guys, please. I wish I could find a man like you have found him be so
well,
blessed.
He doesn't have a brother, but maybe I can find someone for you. How's that?
A cousin. A cousin?
I don't know.
Okay, Annette, we'll stay on the line, and I'll be talking to you this week very shortly, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right. You're most welcome. Area code 860, you're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, how are you?
Fine.
Hey, my name is Stacey. It's like putting Stacy and Pencil together. I don't know. It's just the way I explain my name.
Okay, say it.
Spatial.
Spatial.
It's like C and pencils together type of thing.
So it's not with an S, it's with a B?
No, it's an S.
It's spatial.
Spatial.
Spatial. Oh. Okay, spatial.
It's like,
okay.
You know how it rhymes, kind of like rhymes to pencil?
Spatial. Okay.
I know. I have a spaso.
Spaso.
I know.
Spaso. Okay. Well, I want to pronounce it correctly. Spaso. Okay. Now, what can I do for you?
I've been having a weird, rough couple of days. It's kind of like I had a breakup from my boyfriend, but I don't know that. I don't know if it's breakup. It is breakup, but it doesn't really, I don't know. He still communicates with.
Well, look, give me his name. Let's find out what's going on with you two. What's his first name?
His name is Michael.
Okay, let's find out what's going on with you and Michael. Well, one thing, Michael's very short patience. He don't have a lot of patience. You want the relationship, Michael doesn't.
Yeah, and now he sees me like a friend.
Yeah, because he's a player. He's not ready to settle down. He thought he was, but now he changed his mind that he wants to be a free spirit. But you know what? He comes back. In 2 months, he comes. Everybody has to experience life.
You know,
Michael comes back in two.
It's funny because somebody else did tell me that, like 2 months. Because I really want to go see him. Because he lives like 1 hour, like over 1 hour from me. And he has my bracelets. I told him, you know, I let you hold my golden bracelet, and I promise I'll come back and get my bracelet. So I'm still making that promise to come see him for my birthday, hopefully around my birthday in October. So.
Yeah, 2 months. Yep. You will see him in 2 months. In fact, at that time, you two will rekindle. It's like, I'll put it like this. Michael's out there now trying to find himself. So he's just enjoying, being silly, doing crazy things, whatever that it is. But he's just enjoying himself. And then he realizes this is not really the lifestyle that he wants. That's not what he wants. So he gets in touch with you and comes back, and you and him sit down and talk, communicate, and possibly rekindle your relationship again.
I really like him.
Yeah, well, he'll be back. He'll be back. Give him 2 months. He's just got to find himself. You're settled. You know what you want, and that's good. You know what you want. You have clarity in your mind. He doesn't. So he's got to go out in the world for a minute, make his mistakes, or ups, downs, sideways, whatever, and then he'll be knocking at your door.
I think because he's autistic, I'm thinking that's kind of why. I don't know.
No, he's just, you know, it's not because he's autistic. He just wasn't ready to settle down. He's still curious about life. And that's okay.
I know he's cool and stuff like that, so.
Yeah, so that's okay that he's curious. You know, he's not ready to settle. Sometimes people get in relationships and they don't work out because that person still needs to be single for a while. They haven't finished doing whatever it is they want to do. So when they do come back, they're ready to settle down and be what they be what you are to each other.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're not out there looking at other guys or doing this and that because you have what you want at home. You're happy with what you have at home. You're not looking anywhere else. So for him, he hasn't got to that point yet. He needs to get to the point that, okay, now you know you've been out there for a couple of months, come on home. You see, it's the same old, you know, things haven't changed. And that's how Michael will be. So, yes,
yeah, I know,
whoever told you that told you right. He'll be back in 2 months.
I did tell him would he ever reconsider. He said maybe. I can't predict the future. But I really see you as, like, a really, really close friend. I'm like, okay, like, really, really close friend. Okay.
Yeah, but don't worry about that, Spatial. Don't worry about that. That's okay. You know,
okay.
He's not in love. They're just hanging out. He's not in love with him, so. But he's just finding himself. That's what I'm saying, and he'll come back. So in the meantime, I don't want you to stop living your life while he's out finding himself. You enjoy yourself, too. You know, go to your concerts or whatever you want to do or outdoor things. You know, continue to live your life. Don't stop because he'll be back. You know, there's a saying. It's a cliche. You'll need me before I need you.
Yeah.
Well, Michael's coming back because he needs you.
Oh, I'm sure he will.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, he'll be okay.
Trying to keep in contact with me. I'm sure that's the reason why.
Well, yeah, just, I mean, I know it hurts right now because you wish he was there with you. You know, he's your lover, your companion, your mate. But for right now, you got to let it go. And I know that's hard, but just let it go and enjoy your life and, you know, do what you want to do, Spatial. Spatial, do what you want to do. Yeah, because he'll be back. Now, I'm not saying go start a new relationship, but enjoy yourself. Go to festivals, go to clubs, go to whatever. Just get out there and enjoy. Keep him moving because he will be back. You know?
Okay.
And he's lucky to have a mate like you to be still there waiting because some people will come back and they're like, so sorry, I've moved on. You know what I mean? So he's lucky to have you. You're a good man, a good person. Yep. So hang out. Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're most welcome. Right. Have a wonderful week, and your fall is definitely going to get better. Okay. Area code 302. You're on the line with Lennis. Who's this?
Hi. My name's Ronnie from Delaware.
Hi, Ronnie. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, better than I was, so that's a good sign. I'm enjoying your show. It's delightful.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I try to be honest as much. Go ahead.
Do you see me making a move from where I'm living soon or anytime in the near future?
Right down the street. I'm seeing you move right down the street, like two or three blocks from where you're at now.
Oh,
that's not
okay.
A big move. Cheaper rent. Something there at this house that it's better for you.
Okay.
Two bedrooms and a bath. That's a smaller home.
Mm-hmm.
There's bushes outside of it. I'm seeing this house. Why do I get clusterfuck where you're at? Oh, my God. Okay, Angel, I'm only saying what y'all said. You said clusterfuck. That's what I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
Okay, anyway, what does that mean?
I don't even know. I have two rooms that are kind of storing. I'm storing things for people, so I have a bunch of stuff here, yeah. They're right.
Okay. Thank you, Angel. Now I know. Because when the angel said it, I was like, huh? Okay. Well, okay, so... yep, you'll just be, that's what I see, moving down the street just a few blocks from where you're at. But
well,
it's nice. It's quiet.
Okay, that sounds good. I might be looking you up on, if I go on the web, do they tell us how we can sign up for a reading there from your webpage?
Yes, ma'am. It's the essenceofsuccess.com, and at the very top you'll see intuitive reading. Just click on that.
Okay, I'll be doing that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and you have a wonderful week, Ronnie.
Okay.
Area code 617, you're on the line with Lennis. Who's this? 617. Okay, I guess you just want to listen
Hello?
To the show. Oh, okay, I almost hung up.
No, please don't do that.
Okay, who's this?
This is Gwen. A.K.A.
Oh,
Lisa.
Oh, Gwen. How are
you? How
you
doing, girl? Good. How are you?
Oh, doing fine. God.
Good. You sound great.
Oh, I feel great. I feel great. Life is good.
Good.
Can't complain.
Good.
Yeah. How are you doing? How's your sister?
I'm good. My sister's, she's getting better.
Okay.
She's getting much
you
better.
Change.
Yes.
You change. Gwen, I can see something change for the better.
Yes.
You got another job. Yes,
I still
it's
have,
much
actually,
better.
I still
wow.
The,
I'm getting peaceful.
Yeah. Yeah, I've come to some conclusion about things, and, you know, I'm good. I'm good. Sometimes I just get in that anxiety mode and...
Mode, yeah.
Yes.
Well, wait a minute. Tell me about this job, because I'm seeing a new job. Are you still at the same company?
Yep, I'm still at the same company. I did get a full-time job.
So you're in another position then? You're still
actually,
at the same
no.
company, but you're in another position? No?
Well, they've given me more work. They've given me more work. I'm doing a lot more things. But
okay.
Remember I was working part-time nights?
Right, yes.
I left there and I got a full-time job.
Well, that's what I was saying. Okay.
Yeah.
Because I feel
yep.
good. I feel peace in your spirit. So that's what I was saying.
Yes.
This is better. Yeah, okay.
Yes. It's much, much better. I feel more in control.
You know what? In September or October, you're going to get a raise. September,
ooh.
October. And it could be 35 to 50 cents more an hour.
Ooh,
that's kind of odd, that 35 cents, but 35 to 50 cents more an hour. And
ooh, wow.
like I said, it's either September or October. Yes.
Oh, wow.
So you are going to
oh,
get a raise.
Good.
I'm sorry it's not
wow.
bigger, but that's all that the angel showed
that's
me.
That's okay.
But, yeah.
That's okay. It's, you know, it's more than what
yeah.
I was doing before.
yeah. But
much,
I see
much
it's,
more.
Like I said, it's peace, yeah.
Yes.
In fact,
yes.
if you stay there, I see you have people working up under you.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I see, that you'd be supervising. They're working up under you, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I see growth. I definitely see opportunity.
Yeah.
I really do.
Yeah.
I see a lot of opportunity there. Definitely.
I see three women working up under you. It looks like it was
yeah.
two women and a guy, but the guy
yeah.
left and another woman came along, so it's three women working up under you.
Wow.
Yeah.
I see that happening.
Yeah, it's a good move. You did good.
Yes.
You did good,
yes.
babe.
It happened. It just fell in my lap, and, you know, everything just fell into place. But the main reason why I'm calling you is that
okay.
there is someone that I met in the supermarket. Oh, you know, actually I was talking to Nina about it, but I
okay.
want your take on it as well. I
okay.
met someone. I didn't really meet him. I was kind of flirting with him for almost, I guess, 6 months. You know, I come in and
okay.
say hello. But then I would say probably over the last maybe 3 months, now it's more kind of smiling at each other and it's like
more
shy.
Serious?
And, yeah, we haven't really talked. It's like we were flirting with each other, smiling, hi, how are you? But I just feel a very strong attraction to him that I've it's been a long time since I've been attracted to someone like that.
The man is single. He's waiting on your phone number. He wants you to give him
oh.
your phone number. He's single.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
he is very much interested in you. You two shy
okay.
people get on my nerves. He is he is interested in you. He's waiting on you to give him the phone number.
Wait.
And he will give you his. Both
okay.
his, home and sale. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he likes you. He's just waiting on you. He don't have the nerve, bless his heart. He don't have the nerve to say, can I get your phone number and call
right.
you? Because both
right.
of you are shy. So just go on and come. Here's my number. Call me sometime when you get a chance. I bet that phone
I
will
be
ringing for you get home. Be like, who is this calling? I just walked in the door. It's your friend, Gwen. yeah, he sure will.
I
He'll
will
call
do
you
that.
Be like, here's my home. Here's my cell.
mm-hmm.
In fact, when you start talking on the phone, your first date, he's going to take you to a very nice restaurant. I see
Ooh.
It. I see the crystal.
Ooh.
I see the crystal and the candles. I even see on the
wow.
on the lamp on the tables, crystals hanging down from the lamp. So you're going,
oh my
when
God.
You guys go out, your first date is going to be a very nice restaurant. Very nice.
Oh, good. Good.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Good.
So yeah.
Because my attraction
go to the store
to him,
tomorrow
it,
and give that
happen?
Man your phone number, please.
I will. Because I'm trying
Lord
to be a lady. I'm trying to be a lady and wait for
and
the man
you
to make the move.
And you are. He knows this, but both of you are shy. And he he definitely likes you and respects you.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, my God, I can feel that strong respect and honor. Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. But yeah, but he just ain't gonna make you move a little.
I was surprised of my attraction to him. I was very surprised with it, and I'm like, oh boy. I'm like, when I looked at him, I'm like, okay, what's going on here? Okay. Because he's not the type that I would normally be attracted to, and that's what's blowing me away. He's not what
opposites
I would normally be attracted
attract.
To. Yeah.
Opposites do attract.
Yes.
And this
oh
this man,
God.
This man, yeah. 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 You talk to this man. This man will take you out. He'll have such a Chester smile on his face. You two are funny because I see you out, and it's like, well, you could have asked me for your phone number. I know. I didn't know. Oh, the Lord have mercy. All you have to do is ask.
True,
you will.
True.
You two will have a wonderful dinner together. But you'll be laughing at each other because you both are so shy. You'll be like, well, I would have. Well, I don't know. Like two little children. Like, Lord. Mm-hmm. But anyway,
oh,
I would definitely give him the phone number, and he's a nice man. What I'm picking up off his spirit, he's a nice man, and he likes you. Like I said, he respects and honors you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you two get together. Call me
That's
and tell
true.
Me about your date,
because
he is. He's going to take you
I
to
will.
A very nice restaurant. Very nice.
I will.
And that's his way of impressing you, you know, because he thinks a lot about you. He respects you. So, yeah, you won't be going to supersize. You know I'm a nut.
You're a good nut. You're a good nut. You're one of the good nuts.
Oh Lord.
Oh my
goodness.
Yeah.
So.
Oh.
Oh,
okay,
you gotta call
I
me, girl.
I will.
Call me and tell
I will.
Me all about it. Mm,
I will,
I think
honey.
You're meeting your match.
I think so
I'll
too.
Wait. I'll wait. You call me. Oh, Gwen, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you, honey.
I
thank
always
you.
Enjoy you, and I'll tell Brenda, too, she missed you.
Please do.
And
I
have
miss
a wonderful
you guys
week.
And love you. You as well.
Love you,
love
too.
You very much. All righty.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. Always good to hear from Gwen. Okay, area code 716, you're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Audrey.
Hi, Audrey. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm just, Audrey, you like horses?
I do, yeah.
Okay.
I'm just looking at
go
one.
Ahead.
I have a zebra one in my bedroom.
I came right up when I wrote your name out, and I saw horses in front of me. Okay, well, ask me your question, Audrey.
I'm very much in love with this man named Sean, and I put my foot down, and I gave him, you know, what I really want, and I just want to know, is he coming back?
Oh, did you two split up?
Well, I put my foot down. I know what I want, and, you know, I just want more time. I know what I want, so I just want to know if he's going to give it to
me. Okay,
stop.
Okay, stop. Let me do it from there and then. That's enough information.
I just, I'm in love with him. It's been for a long time.
I'm getting a headache. What is this guy doing? He's upset with you right now, Audrey. He's not even taking your calls or talking to you.
It's all right.
Am I right?
He doesn't have a cell phone right now, so... Because he doesn't like talking
okay,
to people.
Okay, I see that he's upset with you. He wouldn't even take your calls. If you called him, he wouldn't talk to you.
Well, I won't chase him
anyway.
I
know. I need to grow up. No, I'm in his spirit now. Like, I know I need to grow up and stop being childish, acting stupid.
He is stupid. He does need to grow up.
Yep. He says, I want to do it in my time. I'm not ready for some woman to tell me when I need to leave, when I need to grow up, when I need to do this and that. Okay, that goes back to his mother. Whew, some issues here. Right now, Sean is being Sean. He's out there, but he doesn't want to say anything to you right now because he's upset and he's angry with you. So he's he's not seeing anybody. He's just out there. Just.
Well, he has a wife.
I'm not picking her up.
I don't think you would want to.
Yeah, I'm not picking her up. I just see that he's upset with you. He does have a wife. There's nothing there. There's no love there.
I don't want to marry again. I want more.
Oh, yeah, of course. But right now, he's just out there, which means he doesn't even know what he wants. He's just out. That explains why the woman, too, why he doesn't want to listen to a woman right now. Yeah, he's got some bitterness and some anger issues. He's got some issues going back to his mom, not even his wife, but going back to his mom. So any woman he's with, he needs to deal with some internal issues about how to treat a woman and know how to love a woman. Because he's kind of just went on his own. Nobody has really sat down and talked to him and said, nobody's really sat down and talked to him about how to love a woman or how to be with a woman, you know, like sexually, but not spiritually, mentally, and physically. Just forget the sex. Just when you're with a woman and you're having a conversation, a man has his way of viewing it and a woman has another way. Through that, we can come through a compromise, hopefully, and reach a solution. Other than saying, I just don't want to hear it. I don't want to talk to you right now. This ain't it. Nope. Bye. See ya. You know,
well,
no one has done that
to
him.
Me.
Has
probably
sat down. Huh?
Yeah, he tried talking to me, and I probably, you know, should have. You know, because he tried to comfort me and tell me he knows that I'm in pain because, you know, he's still married and, you know, I want more. He's unavailable and I want more and, you know, and he tried to be real comforting and lovable and I was in so much pain and my own stuff, I didn't want to hear it.
Yeah. Well, I don't blame you there. Until, like another lady I said at the beginning of the show, until he divorces her and goes his way, it's always going to be drama. There's never going to be a clear-cut picture for you and him.
You
can't go to the next
earth
thing without finishing whatever that's back there and be successful at it. You know what I'm saying? For him to be successful in a relationship with you, he needs to finish the relationship he's already in because there's no love there. That's why I couldn't pick her up. There's nothing there. Go ahead and divorce a woman. Stand up and be a man, get a divorce, and then come to you or whatever he's going to do. But be a man and get a divorce. If you don't love her no more and you don't care about her, then walk away. Be a man.
Right. That's how I feel. I get a headache just thinking about it.
I know, and I'm sorry. That's why. Remember when I was talking about it? I said I got a headache.
My heart is in my stomach. So I just.
Oh, yeah, because you love the man and you care about him. I understand that. Of course. But he's like in a twilight zone. He doesn't know what to do. He's just standing there. It's like the Chinese say, stand still and wait and listen.
Right.
That's where he is. He's upset with you. He damn sure is not happy at home. You know, and it's like, it's a woman. Why? I mean, in his mind, that's why he's like in a void. Why do I have to keep hearing this from women? This woman wants this. This woman wants that. It's almost like I wish everybody would just leave me alone. You know, that's where
and you know
he
what?
Is.
I never asked him for anything, you know.
It's not about asking. You're giving your emotions, your time. You're giving. He's giving something
yeah.
to you. But you.
My time is a privilege, you know?
Well, yeah, all of us.
No, he doesn't realize that.
For him, let me put it like this. You did the right thing. I'm sorry that you're hurting. I know you're hurting. But you did the right thing. Until he settles up, as they say, his life and get that cleared up, and then he can come to you. Because otherwise, seeing you back and forth, that's nothing but drama and problems.
Yeah.
It's never going to be right. Well,
so
I don't blame you.
Do you see him ever coming back, though, or?
Not right now, I don't. No, because he's upset with you. He's angry with you right now.
Yeah, okay.
He's angry with his life at home. And it all deals around a woman. It's always a woman that's telling him. So, you know, he's getting burnt out. He's getting burnt out and pissed off. But got to listen. He's got to listen and look at his life. That's why it's always a woman. Until he gets an understanding with a woman is going to be in his face. It's like what you resist is going to persist. So whether it's you, his wife, or another woman, you need to sit down and listen. That's what Sean needs to do. And, I mean, really look at his life.
Yeah.
You know, don't just look at the physical. Look internally. Reflect. And then he'll be a good man. You know, his spirit is a good spirit.
Oh,
he's
yeah,
got
he's
a good
guy.
About
don't get me wrong.
You know,
he really
but he
is.
Needs to make some decisions in his life because that's not fair to you. You understand?
Well,
that's not fair to
you
to run that. Back and forth. You're just friends with benefits. That's all your relationship is.
Yeah, I'm
friends
tired
with
of
benefits.
That.
All right, tired. Then. Well, you know what you need to do to change that situation, right?
I just did. I put my foot down.
Okay. Okay. Well, good for you. Good for you.
I just hope he makes the right decision, that's all. I know he's not going to go back to that, but I'm hoping for the best, that's all. I'm having faith.
Okay. Well, just love you first.
Oh,
and
I do.
And communication. And communication. If and when he comes back, communication. Because, like I said, nobody has ever taught him how to love a woman. You know, they just taught him how to be, not knowing. He does not know. And I know women, they look at men sometimes like, how come you don't know? You should know, because nobody's ever taught him. Just because a man don't mean he knows everything.
Right.
Yeah.
I hear you.
Okay. Well,
all right,
thank
you so
Audrey,
much.
And I wish you the very best, and things will work out in your behalf, okay?
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling. excuse me. Need some water, excuse me. Now, whew. Sorry, I got cotton mouth and was starting to cough. Area code 978, you're on the line with Lennis. Who's this?
Oh, Lennis, this is Kathleen. I already spoke to you. I just called back to listen in. Maybe it's a sign. What do you think?
Kathleen, I'm calling you when I get off the air.
Oh, I hope you do. You still have my number?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, honey.
Well,
I just wanted to listen
to
the show.
Off.
Okay.
Oh, thank you. Okay, let me wrap this up because I am going off the air now.
All right.
Oh. Excuse me, sorry. I want to thank everybody for being on the show. I'm sorry. God, my throat is just like sandpaper. I guess I should have drank some water before I got so in my mouth. Good Lord. Thank you, everybody, for being in the chat room. Thank you, Nina, the moderator, and also the manager of the Essence of Success Radio Network. You've been listening to Psychic Readings by Lennis on the Essence of Success Radio Network every Sunday at 3 p.m. And Monday, tune in to LMB Empowerment. And Nina, could you tell me what's on the show for Monday?
On Monday, we are going to be talking about how a little holiday or a short day trip can empower your life and your mind to better and bigger and better things.
Ooh, there you go. There you go. And then
and
on
I have,
Wednesday, oh, go ahead.
I have a whole bunch of pictures on the slideshow of the holiday that I just took last week. So there's a bear there, there's an elk there, there's some sheep there, and all kinds of mountains.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Okay, we're looking forward to that. L&B Empowerment, y'all, tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, 10 o'clock Eastern Time. So be sure, and the pictures, yes, we all love looking at pictures. And then Wednesday is in the studio at 7 p.m. again. We talk about entertainment news, news of the weird, sports, and whatever the hot topic is. Last week, hot topic was marijuana versus alcohol, marijuana one. Friday, we have Friday Traffic Jam. It comes on at 5 p.m. It's music, 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 and it'll be a collage this Friday. Last Friday was dedicated to Gerald Levert. Woo-woo. So, and then Saturday, I'm not for sure. I think, does she have a show this Saturday or not? Time to Love, Nina.
Time to Love, yes. Lydia will have a show this Saturday. That's the 16th,
okay.
Right? Yeah. It's yeah, she'll
okay.
have a show this Saturday, yeah. And you
okay.
forgot about our new lineup on Thursday. We have
not yet.
Not yet?
Well,
okay.
yeah. I should mention it. Thursday at 9 o'clock, we've got Maxwell. His show is Proud to Be Different, and it'll be at 9 p.m. Thursday. I don't know if that's going to be his regular time. We'll see. Nina and I will be working with him. But anyway, 9 o'clock Thursday. Proud to Be Different, Maxwell. So tune in for that. And I think that, and then, of course, Time to Love is at 2 p.m., so don't forget Lydia. She's all about love, and she's really brought it full circle for all of us. At 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time for her show. And, of course, Maxwell's Thursday at 9 Pacific Time, midnight on the East Coast. So anyway, and I just want to thank you, like I said again, if you want in-depth readings, go to theessenceofsuccess.com. At the top of the page of the site, you'll see intuitive readings. Just click on that, however long that you want me to read, 30 minutes, hour, whatever, and you'll get me, okay? And also thank you to our ninth caller who was
Annette.
That's right.
Yeah.
Thank you to her. I'll be doing a reading for her this week. So anyway, so go there. And also if you want to hear any of the shows, you can listen to them on theessenceofsuccess.com, past or current shows. And also, of course, you can go on the blogtalkradio.com / Lennis, and it'll bring up all the shows as well. So, again, thank you, everybody, for joining us today, and have a good week. Oh, the full moon started today. And this moon is a booger. So, everybody, please be careful in your communications. Please be careful in your driving, okay? And just, you know, as you go this week from Sunday to Saturday, just kind of go with the flow and take it as easy as possible, because this full moon is a pip. It's like five planets all congregated. So anyway, tell you that. The full moon and the new moon is the 26th, just to let you know if anybody wanted to know. All right, y'all, I'm out of here. I love you. Thank you for joining me, and I'll see you next Sunday. Thank you, Nina.
You're welcome, Lennis. Good night. Love you. Have a great week, everyone.
Good night, Nina. Love you, too. Yes, because you're all angels.
Angels.
All of us are angels.
Heaven opens
up its gates, and peace of mind came shining through. You smiled at me when the world was unkind. I'm finally able to unwind. I found the angel. With no regrets, I can forget all about my blues. My life can take direction now, and my mind a clearer point of view. You know you're